This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Up-to-the-minute entertainment and pop culture news heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Yeah, that's really great. Could you please tell us what's going on?
All right, well, Lady Gaga holds nothing back with her fashion in the new 911 music video. Especially her mask game is on point in this video. Yeah, she's got all kinds of masks from latex, lace to metal. You got to check it out.
We saw that at the VMAs.
Yes.
She had amazing mask game.
Yep. And so in true Gaga style, it's also a fashion masterpiece with whole series of colorful outfits that go throughout the video. And if you go to page 6, they've got every single outfit that she wears on there. And they are true Gaga style fashion for sure.
Happy to have classic Gaga back.
Yeah, right.
Right. And Carol Baskins is all in on the hunt to find her dead ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said it would be a huge relief if her missing former husband were to be found thanks to the commercial that ran during her Dancing with the Stars debut. It has been long rumored that she killed and fed her ex-husband to tigers, as you guys all know.
Right.
And Carol said, "I believe their actions are just a publicity stunt, but if it helps us find Don, then it will be a huge relief."
Oh, I like that the Dancing with the Stars PR department helped her craft that statement.
How wonderful. Will she be back for another week?
True, very true. And Kanye West is hitting the dirt alert again here now. Kanye West wants to help Taylor Swift get her master copies back.
Kanye,
thanks for
call your wife and tell her you need help and just stop it. Yeah. Taylor doesn't want to talk to you about her master recording.
And she doesn't need your help. Thanks for the mansplation, but yeah, really appreciate it. Yeah, because he said Scooter's a close family friend.
Oh, get out of here. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Apparently, he worked for him. Scooter worked for Kanye West back in 2018. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's clearly just him trying to get his face out there, but like you said, Holly, Taylor does not need his help. For more entertainment news, download the MyTalk app, or you can go to MyTalk1071.com.
Thanks for alerting us. My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20 on My Talk 107.1.
It's Lori and Julia on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com, and we are on the My Talk app, and it is the beginning of hour 3 on Friday, guys, which is pretty exciting news. Here's Lori and Holly, and Holly is in for Julia.
Yes, she is.
Hi.
Julia said, "I feel really bad. I'm sick." I said, "Don't feel bad, because you already feel bad."
Yeah, don't feel bad. Everyone gets sick. Take care of yourself. That's so you come back.
I know. And, you know, I think people are like, just here and there, people are just like kind of having, like, I had my attack a couple of weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago. I don't know. I think it's people, this has been just the strangest time of any of our lives. And
it's stressful.
And it's stressful.
And your body becomes vulnerable when you become stressed. And it's not like we're not dealing with any of the other things that we would be dealing with on any other September 18th.
But I feel like you look and see what's happening with people on the West Coast with the fires, and then, you know, down south, you know, with the hurricanes. I mean, you have that on top of all of that. And even like I was talking to my mom, because she lives in Seattle, and they have been on a stay at home, not because of COVID, because they're not opened up as quite as much as it is here.
Mm-hmm.
That state got hit harder, but they've been able to, you know, go on. But she's had to, they're like, don't go out. Don't let your animals out to do anything other than to go to the bathroom, because the air quality is so bad. You know, she's like, we are all praying for rain on the West Coast now.
Is it in the forecast?
It is in the forecast for Seattle. But, you know, I mean, she like showed me the photo, and it looks like fog.
Yeah.
All the way down to the grass. You know, so like that, the stress of this, everything that's happened on top of it, and then you add this, and I'm just like, oh.
Well, there's rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
In Seattle.
Yeah, yeah. So they need it. They want it. And okay, so let's move to a little Hollywood news. I'm sorry Jason Momoa's car broke down, but I sure am glad he insta'd it without his curse. It's very hot, and it is, you know, California, the 110.
Yeah, he's out in the desert.
Yeah, I wonder what he was doing, if he was going for a hike in the heat or what.
Who knows?
Who knows? Anyway, he was just waiting, and he just, like, shared it, and I surely enjoyed watching that video.
Thank you very much, Jason Momoa. You're good with your hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always wonder, like, you know, what, I don't know. I just never think of somebody like a Jason Momoa that he'd have car trouble. Don't ask me why.
That you don't think that he's an actual human being?
No,
that would have to be bothered with that?
I don't know. I don't know. I just think he's always driving something new that's not ever going to have a problem.
Well,
he's not driving an old beater or anything, you know.
But remember, he bought Lisa Bonet her childhood car, and he had it all fixed up. It seems like, yeah, he would maybe totally be driving a jalopy.
All right, maybe he is. Maybe he's driving like a 70 or 87 Ford Bronco.
Oh,
that would be awesome. That would make him even like cooler than he already is.
Okay, do you want to know more about Halle Berry's boyfriend? Because we were obsessed with the feet and leg shots that they showed for like a month.
Well, I don't know if we're going to use the term we to describe this, okay, with the feet and the leg.
No, that's me.
That was Lori.
That's me.
Well, so what is his deal?
Okay,
because I haven't heard of him. I will admitted that I'm ignorant about who he is.
I've never heard of this guy, Van Hunt.
Okay, so then I don't feel so bad.
And Grant, have you ever heard of the musician Van Hunt?
Nope.
Okay, so he's 50, and she like went out with Alex the Kid for a hot minute, but he was like 25 years younger, and apparently after the sex, had nothing to talk about. I don't know. I might be making that part up.
It's a good story.
It's a good story I told myself. So his song that he has, maybe you can find this. It's called Seconds of Pleasure.
Ooh. Oh.
He's got a teenage son, and he's very private and off social media. And let's see. He's been in music. Like, this has been his thing. He's been playing since he was a kid. He played drums at 7. His dad was friends with the Ohio Players drummer Jimmy Diamond Williams. Then Van Hunt learned the sax and the keyboard and then the guitar. And he went to Morehouse College and dropped out because he wanted to be a musician. He won a Grammy because he worked with Mary J. Blige on Family Affair.
So he's one of those
guys. Like a session musician.
Okay. I feel like just looking at his discography, you would have to be in the know.
Okay, got it.
Probably in order to know Van Hunt's music. Yeah.
He's worked with Alicia Keys. He's worked with Coldplay, Kanye West. He's toured with some of those people. So, yeah, he's not the front guy and not in a band.
Yeah,
but he's really cute.
Very.
She's with a guy who can, you know, just like
shades
travel.
Of Curtis Mayfield.
Very much so. And I don't know. I feel like that's going to be...
they're going to have a hot time together.
Yeah.
Yes, they already have been.
Yeah. Now, Harry Styles has got cast in a movie.
Another one?
Yes, another one. Amazon has closed a deal with, Greg Berlanti, and he's the guy who created Riverdale, and he's a very talented guy. I love all of his shows.
So he does the sexy teen drama genre very well.
If you look up Greg Berlanti, it's amazing what the TV shows that he is credited with. He's just been, I love him, but... So he's cast Harry Styles and Lily James on a movie based on this novel called My Policeman.
I've never heard of it.
I haven't either. And so anyway, he's producing it. The movie takes place in the late 90s when the arrival of this elderly man back into Marion and Tom's home, played by Harry Styles and Lily James, triggers the exploration of something huge that happened 40 years previously, a passionate love affair between two men when homosexuality was illegal.
Well, this is right up your alley because I'm looking at his filmography.
Greg Berlanti,
Dirty Sexy Money, love. Dawson's Creek. I mean, we've got basically everything that's on the CW at this point in time. Like everything that is on Katie Keene, Batwoman, all of these things. So I'm glad, Lori, that you're going to have something wonderful to watch in the near future.
And this is big screen. Well, it's going to be Amazon is producing it, but it sounds good. And it's, Lily James, she's dating Matt Smith. No, not Matt Smith. Who is she dating?
Chris Evans.
Thank you very much. So she's going to be in the Netflix drama Rebecca, opposite Armie Hammer and Kristen Scott Thomas. I don't know when that's coming out, but it looks good.
That's coming out this fall.
Okay, sometime this fall. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so yeah, that's, I don't know. I haven't read the book, but I'm kind of excited to know about that. And what else do we know? Oh, Adam Levine, did you catch or hear any of his interview with Howard Stern?
I did not.
It was kind of good. So, of course, you know, Howard, he always goes deep. And he asked him, he said, yeah, you know, didn't you film? Wasn't your that hot first video that you did, She Will Be Loved, with Kelly Preston?
Yes.
And,
yes.
And Adam Levine, he said, yeah, he said, and if you don't remember that video, because I had to watch it the other day, he plays a guy, a younger guy that lusts for the mother of his young girlfriend. And Kelly Preston played the mother, and she's married to this wealthy older man who's abusive to her. And the young Adam Levine, you know, sees her and they end up kissing, blah, blah. It's kind of steamy.
Yeah, it's like very Mrs. Robinson vibes from Kelly Preston in that video.
So he told, and Howard's like, come on, you could have cast any hot woman in Hollywood. Who else was on your list? You know, and he said, but I couldn't, because he was trying to explain, basically, we're trying to cast a classy, hot woman who's the mom of somebody. So she can't be overly. So he said his number one and number two, he told Stern, Diane Lane and Kelly Preston.
Well, perfect. Perfect.
And he said, but when I met Kelly, he said she was just super cool. And I just remember thinking, she's it. She's the one. And he didn't have very much experience, so when they were practicing and he leaned in, you know, and he gives her that first kiss, he apparently used his tongue.
No, Adam. Yeah, so he got slobbery.
He said, I didn't know what a movie kiss was, and she just kind of took my face, and he said she was really nice about it, and he said, I'll never forget it, and she was like, whoa, okay, cowboy, you don't use tongue. He said, I'll never forget it. He said, I never forget that, yeah, there's movie kisses.
Yeah. Kind it's all about story. Angles.
I know.
It's all about angles. I like that.
Kind of a cute story. So anyway, I still can't believe that she's gone at the age of 57 that she died this summer.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we'll be right back with the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hey, Holly, kind of dirt and dirt do we have on this Friday afternoon?
Oh, we're going to talk about a really messy divorce. And we've talked about this in the past couple of weeks. This is a divorce between Dr. Dre and his estranged wife, Nicole Young. Well, now she's suing Dr. Dre in court, claiming that she co-owns the trademark to his name as well as his landmark album, The Chronic. So she further alleges in court papers that Dr. Dre secretly transferred the valuable trademarks to a holding company after she claims he kicked her out of their home earlier this year.
Damn.
That's huge. So in court documents, her team alleges that Dre was, quote, caught secretly transferring valuable trademarks he owned with his wife to a newly created asset holding company that he created and controlled after he expelled his wife from their home and before he threatened to file for divorce.
Oh, that's dirty rotten.
Shady. Now, remember previously,
this is always what you worry about, that the person with the power, money side in the equation in a marriage will do to you, that they're going to figure out a way to screw the person who, quote unquote, was, and it's usually the mom, mm-hmm. kids, you're running everything at home, that they're going to figure out a way that they hide money and stuff.
Right. Well, and then think about the shadiness of what was just described in this lawsuit, because this means that Dr. Dre, if this is true, what right. she's alleging in court, yeah. is that this was that slow breakup. Like, you knew that you were going to break up with that person. So he was trying to cross the T's.
All kinds of things.
And dot the lowercase J's before he actually told her that we want to break up. It wasn't like, we need to get a divorce and then we're going to do a bunch of stuff after that.
They were married for 24 years.
Yeah.
He married him. He was nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, before that, yeah.
Yeah, oh boy. So who's his lawyer? What are they saying?
Well, let's see what his lawyers are saying. Dr. Dre's lawyers have alleged that Nicole had refused to turn over belongings from their Malibu home,
oh,
where she was staying.
He's busy shifting assets and he's quibbling about, you know, a yep. Grammy or something.
Right, golf clubs, motorcycles, a registered handgun. Now, Dr. Dre didn't comment. His people did not comment for this Page Six article. He is being repped by Laura Wasser, Hollywood divorce attorney of the stars.
I think
stars.
She's got somebody good, too.
She is being represented by Brian Friedman. His clients include Gabrielle Union and Megyn Kelly with their disputes with NBC.
Okay.
So he's been handling some pretty high-profile things himself. Now, Page Six previously reported that Dr. Dre and Nicole are battling over that prenup, where Nicole has asked for $2 million a month in spousal support after outlining the lifestyle that she has become accustomed to over a quarter of a century in those legal documents.
Mm-mm.
There is some shady shade happening yeah. here.
I wonder if there's like some Beverly Hills housewives, like, you know, like she should be talking to Gigi LaVangie Grazer, who mm-hmm. she got, like, when Brian Grazer decided he was done being married to her.
Right. Right.
You know, this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now,
they were such a cute, hot couple. Right. I thought they were so happy. Oh, where did the love go?
You know, and with the trademark with the Chronic, because the Chronic came out in 92 or 93, apparently this trademark was filed jointly when they were married in 1997, and it was through 2013. So, you know, in California law, it's like, okay, well, this is kind of community property.
Yeah.
You guys are filing this together.
Right.
So that's what she's saying.
Yeah, he's being shady boots for sure.
That is not okay.
Hey. It's going to get dirty,
yeah.
for sure.
For sure. Let's go over and talk about one of Lori's favorite topics. It's the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't call it my favorite, but she is coming back on Monday.
Yes, she's coming back
Set
on the
my
21st.
DVR.
She said she's going to be addressing some things, and before the Ellen Show comes back.
Is she back in her studio without an audience? Please tell me she's done with that horrible at-home experiment where she was so miserable.
I think she's back in the studio.
Yeah, because if she had to be at home in that living room in that chair, uh-uh.
Oh, it was so awkward.
So bad.
So Warner Brothers executives are addressing all the allegations against Ellen. TMZ has the memos that were issued yesterday. The CEO of Warner Media says, "I'm both concerned and disappointed by public reports regarding patterns of unacceptable behavior that have been raised in recent weeks." Now, the Warner Brothers CEO spoke out about the issue in the memo, saying she's empowered and will hold accountable the studios, network HR, and legal teams to act on any issues that are brought in, and that these groups are a safe harbor where you can register any concerns, because Warner Brothers is bringing in that third party to investigate the right. Ellen Show.
And I think Warner Brothers has to investigate the allegations that have been made against TMZ. They own that. They own
right.
TMZ. They also have been called out in a lawsuit with other people coming forward about what a hotbed of racist, sexist stuff Harvey throws around. And you can see it if you ever watch that TMZ show.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a guy of a certain age. I can just absolutely hear him. So I think Warner Brothers, is this like some big company-wide memo that went out or something?
Oh, well.
Or just to the staff?
Just to the
two?
Staffs that these were affected by. So not like a total company-wide
yeah.
thing. But they've got a lot of problems on their hands that they're going to have to deal with. Now, we'll be interested to see how Ellen handles all of this when she comes back Monday.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Ellen and I don't watch her show, but I'm captivated by the story.
Yeah.
So she will have
what
some.
What would you advise her if you were like a Hollywood publicist or management team? What would be your advice?
you have to own your behavior.
Yeah.
You just have to own it. There are too many reports, too many pieces of gossip out there that you have to own if your behavior was not stellar. And also, I think it's one of those things where, okay, it's your producers that have acted a certain way. Well, these producers have worked with you, some of them, since the inception of your show. So that's setting the tone for that kind of company culture there.
Do you think she'll do that?
I don't know. There have been times when she was taken to task for certain things, and she almost kind of brushed it off. Also was kind of shaming the people who were calling her out, and she did that in a weird loopy way where it was just like, yeah.
Well, remember what we learned yesterday, 70% of all apologies are meaningless.
Well, maybe she'll be in the 30%.
And maybe she will. And that is something that people do get, that you get mad when somebody gives you an insincere apology, when somebody owes you an apology. What it makes you so upset, like when it's a fake one.
Yes.
Like sometimes, like, you know, couples, you'll get in a fight and sometimes you do fake apologies, just try and get it over. But sometimes you can make it worse.
Right. Yeah. If you're not being honest and it's just at a certain point, this happened. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Own it.
And own it. Mm. And then allow for the forgiveness to happen.
I think so. And if I were her, I'd get back to dancing.
Yes, immediately. I mean, it's just like, okay, we're going to have this show and we'll slowly get back. But then by next week, like, let's just move on and get on with the show.
Yeah, because like she got so big headed about the dancing and she felt like she was performing. And what she didn't get was that people genuinely appreciated sort of her weird, awkward dancing. It made everybody feel good about, you know, your dancing. You know what I mean? I don't know. It opened up something that was... I totally believe that that was a huge fight 2 years ago when she flat out told, you know, Warner Brothers, I'm not dancing anymore. She was like, that was a big thing with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think with Ellen's comedy and her quote unquote brand, it was rooted in a certain degree of self-deprecation. But now your access to that, and she even tried doing that in her stand-up special, and the jokes just fell flat. It's like, there's not much relatable about you in this context anymore. So you got to figure out some new comedy beats and how that's going to happen. Oh, by the way, Maya Rudolph won her first Emmy ever.
Oh, yay.
In the Creative Arts Emmy.
For SNL?
No, she did the voice for Big Mouth, and she is amazing as the hormone monstrous Connie.
Oh, good. So, all right.
Yes,
sweet.
Well deserved.
All right. Yay. So they're announcing some of those today.
Yeah. Let's keep rolling all week. Yep.
All right. Cool. Oh, a little Semisonic. Perfect. Old song, and they got their new song, You're Not Alone. It was a great story Chris Riemenschneider had with, I think it was Dan Wilson. He saw it like written on the side of a wall, or it was on a covered up like a window, and somebody had spray painted You're Not Alone.
Oh.
And it just made me think of when Chan Pulling told us about Love is the Law. That, you know, they saw it was like spray painted under an underpass when they were like going to, I don't know if they were in LA or something, but they saw it was graffiti.
That it just inspired him.
They inspired the title Love is Law and You're Not Alone. Aww. Anyway, just a little.
Thank you for those little nuggets.
Song nuggets that I know. So it's time for Weekend Picks presented by AARP Minnesota. And Holly, you got any suggestions for us? It's going to be beautiful.
Well, it's going to be gorgeous. So if you're not outside and you're not doing anything and you're just want to watch a couple of things, I've got a few documentaries to recommend. I haven't watched them, but I've heard good things from people. One debuted a couple of weeks ago or last month, and it's on HBO Max. It's called Class Action Park. Have you heard of this? No. Either of you?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
It is awesome.
So
it
you've
is?
Watched it, Grant.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So the premise of this, it's about Action Park. This was an amusement park, quote unquote.
Yes, I have heard about this.
Quote unquote is right. Yes.
This was in New Jersey back in the 70s and 80s. And this was, it opened in 1978. And the theme park aspect of it is they would just send you down chutes that you'd go launching out into the water. And it was really unsafe. And I don't know, Grant, did people die?
Yes. It's an interesting time back then. Now we're so, like, you know, we watch our kids so hard, but back then it seemed like just you'd free back in the '80s. You know, just go do what you want.
It
no
reminded me of the park that Greg Kinnear is at with Allison Janney, and you know that there's a movie. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the name of it, and it was a Jersey water park, and loose and sloppy, and but not
that,
really
that movie. I think wasn't that movie based on this very park, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
And Johnny Knoxville made a movie based off of this park called Action Point a couple of years ago.
That's what I was thinking of, actually, the Action Point.
Yeah, so that was where you go down the luge thing, and then apparently there was a wave pool here called the Grave Pool because people would get so messed up in this. I went down a YouTube rabbit hole earlier this year about Action Park, so looking forward to watching this documentary.
Yeah, CBS Sunday Morning had a story on it.
Yeah, one thing, Holly, did you see when you went down that dark hole about how they would label kids for swimming, whether they could swim or not?
No.
They would basically just...
Like right on their arm?
CFS, basically. They were just right on their chest. Just the initials, CFS, can't blank swim.
Oh.
That's how they wrote on it. So that would so that the lifeguards could keep an extra eye on the kids that can't swim.
Word. Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. And I'm sure the lifeguards, you know, like going out to their Trans Am, lighting a few and listening to Foghat while you do it. Just like, all right, kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that documentary is on HBO and you could, HBO Max. However you have HBO, you'll be able to watch that. Another one is a documentary called All In, The Fight for Democracy. This is on Amazon Prime, and this is a documentary about Stacey Abrams' gubernatorial campaign a few years ago. So, you know, we're in the season of voting. Mm-hmm. We're in the season of political action. This documentary has been getting pretty good reviews. I think they're looking for an Oscar because it said coming soon to theater. So somehow, some way, I think they're showing it.
Okay.
But watch that very compelling story about Stacey Abrams and voting in this country.
All right. Cool. Okay, so here, well, this is something that's going on right now by my buddy Johnny at Hi-Fi Hair and Records. So, you know the alley off Loring Park behind Cafe Lurcott?
Yes, it's very beautiful, very photogenic.
Very, very beautiful. So there's a small block party happening. It started at 5 and it ends at 8 tonight. And Hi-Fi Hair and Records is just kind of hosting it, but it's... three female rock groups are each playing an hour. The Mae Simpson Band, then Faith Boblett, and then the Get Together. So it's just mass social distancing and tips for the musicians. So if you just happen to be driving or down in that Loring Park area, that would be kind of a cool thing. And it's live.
Yeah. Outside.
Something, yeah.
Outside.
Cool.
Okay. Then also tonight outside, starting at 6 tonight, the Kegan case. They're continuing because it's big space over there on West 7th. And Mary Cutrefello is playing tonight. And she's like blues, you know, really soulful blues. She can shred and she can sing. So that's happening. And then tomorrow night at Boom Island Brewery, and it starts at 6. So you'll be able to get at least an hour and a half before the sun goes down. Zach King is playing.
Mm.
And then tomorrow night at the Minnesota Music Cafe. And again, they play outside and then they like go inside because that place is so huge. Marisa Jacox and the R Band are playing, and people know who Marisa is. And then what else is happening? Oh, this is an outdoor concert thing that's happening all weekend. Celtic Junction, which is on Pryor Avenue in St. Paul. So they're having music all weekend from 4 to like 10. So
if you're going to go out and go see music, do it this weekend. Yeah, it's the perfect fall,
it kind of
crispy
is.
Weather. Get outside.
Yeah, Gary Rue is playing tomorrow at like 5. And then Patsy Bryan and Dick Hensold are playing at noon. So just go to Celtic Junction, but it's in St. Paul. So that's just kind of happening all weekend. And of course, there's stuff happening at Crooner's, and McSterling has got a show at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. So it is there is stuff out there, but you really have to just look for it.
Yeah.
And thank goodness for both papers telling us what's going on.
Yay.
Okay. Did you by any chance catch Miley Cyrus on Instagram today doing listening to Joan Jett and having her top off and her arms crossed and biting her lips.
And her mullet just in all its glory. I did not see it.
Are people not listening to Midnight Sky? Did people not like that song?
It's fascinating with Miley Cyrus. We keep talking about her And Lori, you consistently like her music.
I do.
I consistently like her music too, but she is not getting the love that she used to. I feel like the past two albums, the one with Malibu on it.
Oh, I love that album.
Right. You loved it.
I did. Yeah, I know. It didn't sell a lot.
Didn't sell a lot. And then now, this doesn't seem to be getting a lot of traction. I don't know where. It seems like where is her career right now? And where does she want to go? And what does she want to do? And she doesn't know. Right.
She's 27, but she's really 57 because of Disney years.
Yeah.
And child star.
Disney years. That's I've never heard of it, but it makes absolute sense. Yeah.
She's so much older than she really is. But yet at the same time, I think that was the name of her album, Younger Now.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And I bought that CD, too, yeah, at Target for two songs. I really liked only two songs on the whole stupid CD.
I think you need to let her know that you are buying her physical CDs.
Yeah,
it might
know.
Cheer her up. Well, right now, it seems like she's kind of straddling that provocative persona that she cultivated.
She probably is bored.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
She's probably bored. She doesn't have a boyfriend. She doesn't feel like getting another one right now. And she'd like to act. She'd like to do this. She'd like to do that. I don't know. I just feel like when I saw her stripping topless, I watched. I admired the effort. I liked the Joan Jett song. Yes, I liked the mullet. I liked. I was like, okay, you know. But anyway, she. I think she's bored.
Yeah. I'm watching.
And I don't know that she do a lot of songwriting? I think she does.
She's very talented. Yeah. She is extremely talented. Like the clips that we talked about last week of her on The Tonight Show with the blue eyeshadow and the mullet and the purse, the fashion accessory while she was on stage. Hopefully something can hook.
Yeah. I will say that was like, I put it in one of my top 20 concerts that Miley Cyrus, when she was here like 5 or 6 years ago, and she did a Bob Dylan cover at Forever Young. And I mean, it was really a great show. And it might even be longer ago than that. It was the one she swang on the hot dog and, you know, all of that, whatever year that was, but it was so good. It was such a good, good show.
She's a lot deeper and a lot more talented than I think anybody gives her credit for.
Yeah.
And I think that she might have a challenge translating that
maybe
to everybody.
I just get a kick out of her. Yeah. And I wouldn't mind if she played Madonna in the movie Madonna Directs about herself.
I think Madonna's going to want to play herself. And
no,
just like,
she can't.
Well, she's going to probably try to do the Irishman thing. And like,
you know who she might do? She might. The word is that it might be Julie Garner from Ozark.
Oh.
Because Madonna started following Julie Garner on Insta and Twitter for no apparent reason.
Like that hint.
Like, and she's like, that's kind of a, like, she's like 23, 24, perfect age. All right, listen, we got to go. We got to get to the rest of the headlines. We'll be right back. It is the weekend. Thank you. Thank you. Blinding lights.
All right.
Okay. So my brother is so funny. He just tweeted us a photo of Grace Jones at her birthday party in 1978. And like, you know, who was, I can't think of what the drag queen's name is. Anyway, I'm like, God, that is exactly the photo I needed to see. It just looks like pure debauchery is going to happen.
Thanks, brother.
He knows me well.
Oh, is it the one where she's on a motorcycle?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And okay, so let's try to identify some people at Divine's. Well,
Divine is laying on the floor.
Being fed birthday cake by Grace Jones. And then all I'm going to say is that the rest of the people are Studio 54 hotties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With light bondage gear on, it appears, which is also like really a, what kind of a weekend are they having? Anyway, he's so funny. A little something of note, a guy by the name of Winston Groom. You might not know his name, but you know his novel, which became a movie.
Forrest Gump.
That's right.
Oh, okay, there it is.
Winston Groom has passed away at the age of 77. Mm. And but he did write other books and stuff. And he wrote like about the Civil War and World War II and football, but it was really this book that, you know, he wrote like 16 novels. This is the book, of course, he's known for. And that's what gave him fame and some financial success.
Yeah, because success I want to say movie. That the novel Forrest Gump.
Very different.
Very different, because it was very much focused on Forrest's experience in Vietnam, much more than the actual
Winston
movie.
Which Winston had gone. So anyway, but he was like, you know, yeah. Oh, well, you know,
that's
so
fine.
he has passed away. Winston Groom. That is a great name.
Very.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And then, okay, so I just thought I would explain. I thought, you know, maybe today there will be a real reason for the song. But I think earlier this week, did we or did we not hear I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany? And Joe is like, oh, we got to sing that on Friday.
Yes. I don't remember the context. It seems like 5 years ago, but we totally mentioned Tiffany's version.
Okay.
I know what it was.
What was it?
Rocco was doing Pop Culture Jeopardy on Wednesdays, as he always does. And one of the questions was about Tiffany. I think it was like songs and mall. I don't know what it was.
But 16, because 16. She was 16 when that song came out. And then last night, Casey and I watched the first episode of The Umbrella Academy, which has been on my list. Have you guys watched it?
Nope.
Love it. Anyway, the first episode, like right away, one of the things that happens that binds all the people that are involved in this story is the song I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany.
The Tiffany version, not the Tommy James
not
and the Shondell
Tommy
version.
James and the Shondell. And they're like, ah, oh, that's double signs to sing that. But one of the things about the Tiffany, she was 15 when that was released in the summer of 87. She was 16 when the album went to number one in January 1988. And that make her the youngest female singer to top the U.S. albums chart, and also the first singer born in the 70s to hit the top spot. She still has that record, Tiffany. And also, she didn't want to sing it, and her manager didn't really know how to get her original stuff, and he was like, just started playing covers for her. And she didn't want to record it, and she found out she was washing dishes when it went to number one. I just saw a thing on Tiffany. And yeah, I think Holly, you had said the other day she was the one that became famous from the shopping mall tours, which had never been done before.
Tiffany was everything. So I have two older sisters that are about a decade older than I am. So when this album came out, it was this cassette over and over and over again. And I thought it was so cool because my older sisters were super into Tiffany. And it was like, she's so cool.
She's so cool.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, that was just the mall crowd was a great way. And this was, of course, way before Twitter or YouTube or anything like that. So that's why we're singing this song today.
Oh, I feel
so
like
Grant, how do you feel about it?
I'm excited.
My hair is not high enough.
I know. Where's my banana clip?
Yeah, and my Ocatone and my Koala Blue by Olivia Newton-John. I got to get vibe into it. I feel like we should just start rolling.
Yeah, let's roll.
Let's do it.
Have a great weekend, everybody. See you guys
Job's
on Monday.
Done. Off you go.